Now, as we've discussed before, it's expected that the concept of shared parenting will be introduced to the Children Act later this year. Separated parents will have the legal right to be involved with bringing up their children as long as there's no threat to the child's safety, although it doesn't automatically grant a 50-50 split. But what effect do separation and the arrangements parents make have on their children? Lots of you emailed.
My parents divorced when I was 5 in the 70s. They battled in the court system for 10 hellish years. They spat at each other above my head and made me keep secrets from the other parent because each was playing their own tug of war. Sadly, the courts sent a different welfare worker every year to interview me and ask me who I wanted to live with. I always lied because I was frightened of betraying my mother. The truth finally came out, though, after a spate of violence in Mum's home. I told the court I wanted to go to boarding school. This was the most wonderful thing that could have happened, and my life blossomed from there. The most important thing in such a situation can be impartial grandparents, especially if they can elicit the truth behind a child's secret torments. It's the war of loyalty which does the most damage to a child.